Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. How do you know when you'll have enough money to retire? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. If you've gone through a divorce, it's pretty much a fact. You've been hurt financially, and you're probably resetting your retirement date back a bit. Generally, it takes 4 to 6 years to recoup the financial ground that's lost from divorce. The number of people in America getting divorced peaked in 1981, and although it may seem hard to believe, the U.S. divorce rate now is actually at its lowest level in nearly 40 years, according to the Bureau of Statistics. Some sociologists say that's because more and more couples are living together longer without getting married. Your health is an important factor when it comes to computing when you can retire. If you're healthy, great, but know that that means you're setting yourself up for a long retirement. These days, thanks to medical science advancements and more people embracing fit and healthy lifestyles, you'll need to save enough money to pay for 25 to 30 years of retirement living, potentially. If you're not healthy, the increased risk of debilitating illness means long-term care costs could be the biggest retirement expense you'll face. Health specialists say one of the best assets you can put into your retirement planning is your hobby. What is it that you really like to do with your spare time? Whatever it is, count on it costing you more than it does now, since you'll have more time to spend doing it. If you earn a big paycheck, don't think that means you'll automatically be able to retire early. Many high-income earners say they find it especially difficult to save for retirement compared to people who are used to living off a smaller income. And since your Social Security retirement benefit will only represent a small portion of your pre-retirement income, growing your retirement savings nest egg is critical. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.